Yeah. The rare Wednesday. Deca, yeah. This is not a figure of speech now. I've got probably enough content for two shows, and I've got to find a way to jam it all into one show. It's going to be an amazing day. Welcome to the jungle. Nice to have you here. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Now, the reason I say that, I've got enough content myself for two programs. And then on top of that, we've got four interviews. Four from the NCAA tournament. Four. So let me lay it out. Telephone number is toll free. Good news is I've got that content. I've got four interviews, but I still have an open phone first hour. The four interviews start in hour number two. So you want to call right now, 1-800-636-8686. Open phones. Hit me up right now. Tournament's already underway. And what an amazing start it had last night. You know I'm going to start there. Meantime, you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Here are the interviews coming up at the top of hour number two. I've got the head basketball coach at Old Dominion, Jeff Jones. Also in hour number two, the head basketball coach at Georgia State, Ron Hunter. Top of hour number three, jungle legend Greg Herrenda. He is back. Fairleigh Dickinson with a big win last night. So we'll have that at the top of the third hour, and we'll end the program last hour, last segment with head basketball coach Travis DeCure of Montana. Four NCAA coaches on this program today. I'm going to reset the episode that I dropped to the Jim Rome podcast with Mark Schlereth, which is amazing. That's up right now. I've got an appearance in San Diego County on Friday night, which I also want to hit. Got a lot to get done. It's going to be a good day, good show. Don't wait on me. Or if you want, you go ahead and you lay out and I'll do all the work. Let me start here. I called it on Monday and I want to hit it again right now. Alvy, hit me with the horns. I called that Monday. Here's something else I said before. And I will say it again right now. This is an FDU house. Fairleigh freaking Dickinson, Greg freaking Herrenda, Jahlil freaking Jenkins, Darnell freaking Edge, Mike freaking Holloway freaking Jr. I'm not paid to root, but if my Fairleigh Dickinson Knights complete an amazing comeback for their first NCAA tournament win in school history, damn right I'm going to root, and you're damn right I'm going to leave this show with it. What did Greg and I talk about on Monday when he came on this show? His mantra of, quote, I tell our team all the time that you will forever be judged by what you're not supposed to do, end quote. Yeah, well, personally, I am not supposed to lead a nationally syndicated sports radio program that is carried throughout the United States and Canada with Fairleigh Dickinson basketball. But I will, but I am, because they just did what they weren't supposed to do. So I'm doing what I'm not supposed to do. They weren't supposed to win an NCAA tournament game. They weren't supposed to come back from down double digits against Prairie View A&M and win. But they did. Do you remember that part of the interview on Monday? If not, let me reset it for you right now. And you can take a nice long drag of that Herrenda juice. Quote, I tell our team all the time that you will forever be judged by what you're not supposed to do.
You're the best.
I love that quote. Tell me what you mean by that.
Amen, brother. I just think in life, anyone can do the ordinary. And these guys, if we win a game, it's history. And they'll forever be remembered by something that they probably shouldn't do. Don't be ordinary, man. Don't be ordinary.
There was nothing ordinary about that last night. That was a jungle karma win for the ages. I've said it before. I'll say it again right now. I don't know how the karma works. I just know that the karma works. If a guest comes on the show and does a good interview, good things happen to that guest. I don't direct it. I can't control it. The karma is and always has been bigger than me. And the karma was strong last night in Dayton because that first four game played out exactly as Greg Herrenda said it would. Did you catch his breakdown of the Panthers on defense?
Prairie View really, really guards. They're like when I was at Holy Cross, we played Arkansas, the 40 minutes of hell, the year before they won the whole thing. And they're not, you know, obviously Arkansas won a national championship, but at our levels, they're the Arkansas of the SWAC, and they're really well coached. Byron Smith really gets after it. A lot of respect for them. So it's going to be a dogfight.
Sure enough, Prairie View A&M was getting after it on defense. They did wreak havoc. And while it wasn't 40 minutes of hell, it was 25-plus minutes of hell. They had hands everywhere. Fairleigh Dickinson was rattled. But that's the thing about my Fairleigh Dickinson Knights. They get knocked down, but they get up every time. You're never going to keep them down. They were down when they lost three straight to Lafayette, Providence, and Holy Cross in the early part of the season. They were down when they lost to LIU Brooklyn, and they were 6-11 on the season. But they got back up again. They always get the hell back up. Last night was the Fairleigh Dickinson season in a nutshell. They're down early, then they went to work. And by that I meant they went to Jahlil Jenkins. He went to work. Greg Horrenda, again, was on the show Monday. Jenkins showed up huge on Tuesday. My man was unguardable. He took an ill-advised shot before a timeout, and the coaches had a message for him. Message heard. Because coming out of that timeout, he had 7 points and an assist in the next four possessions. 20 of his 22 points came in the second half, and it was one monster possession after another, like the one he had to tie the game at 59.
Back to Jenkins. Between the legs dribble, being watched by Gary Blackston. 10 on the timer. Jenkins down the right lane line. Right-handed shovel. Good! Jenkins gets it to fall. We are tied at 59.
And it wasn't just Jenkins. Darnell Edge was doing work also.
Jenkins darts to his right. Hand off Edge. Catch and shoot. Yes, sir! Darnell Edge, as accurate as they come. Edge connects from downtown.
And then there was the man in the middle, Mike Holloway Jr. He and Coach Horrenda go back a long way. They've got a bond. And he came up huge last night when it mattered most.
Jenkins shifts to his right. Jenkins on the attack. High pass corralled. Elijah Williams with 9 to shoot. Into the paint. Bounce it to Holloway. He scores it off the glass with 26 and a half seconds left. 80-76 FDU.
Thanks to Westwood One, NCAA Radio Network. Man, I got to tell you, watching that game, by the end, I was like that legendary Eagles fan.
When Muhammad Ali was down, did you count him out? When Jiminy Cricket was down, did you count him out? This is the comeback, Doug. 2-3. Did you see DeMarco Murray? This is the game, Doug. Woo!
Did you see Jahlil Jenkins? This is the game, dog.
This is Woo! The game, Doug. Woo!
And Jenkins was the first one to say that win was all about the coach, all about Horrenda. Remember, less than a year ago, Greg Horrenda was in a San Antonio hospital with multiple blood clots, a fever north of 104. It was bad. It was really, really bad. But the guy battled all the way back from that. His players saw that. They said they were inspired by that. Jenkins said, quote, "We knew we had to fight for him. He doesn't really talk about it too much, but it motivates us, and we know we have to keep fighting like he did," end quote. So that's a coach who was in a hospital bed a few months back, a wheelchair, then a walker, then a cane. Now he's dancing in the tournament, dancing in the locker room, dancing on chairs. Hell freaking yes, G. And as he said near the end of our interview, the program needed that.
We got to win a game, man. And ultimately, and I know you've got to go, but our goal, we've never won.
Coach, I got nowhere to be. You take your time.
I got to win. We have to win a game here. Like the last time we talked, and we had a great talk, and we ran into a buzzsaw. Florida Gulf Coast should not have been in the first four, but we absolutely have to win a game to make sure that we can do one thing, and that's create history at Fairleigh Dickinson University. We've never won a game, and if we do that, you know what? The school, the state of New Jersey, Hoboken, North Bergen, St. Peter's Prep, all the good people out there will be a part of it, and it's happening tomorrow night at 6:40.
Hoboken, North Bergen, St. Peter's Prep, react to me. As he said on Monday, anybody can do the ordinary. If his guys win a game in the tournament, it would be history. Last night was history, and it was awesome. Don't be ordinary. Don't be ordinary. Fairly freaking Dickinson. Greg freaking Horrenda. See you in hour three, G. This is the game, dogs!
This is the game, dogs!
Remember, you will be forever judged by what you're not supposed to do. I'm not supposed to spend an entire open on Fairly Dickinson, but I did. Love these guys. That was the epitome of jungle karma. Can't wait to run him down. He will be joining us in hour number three. All right, I did mention I've got enough content today to get through two programs. Other things that I want to hit on outside of the NCAA tournament. The Oakland Raiders added Vontaze Burfict. Of course they did. Of course Vontaze Burfict is a Raider. The perfect Raider. That's coming up. I've got a long-form take on that, which I'll get to a little bit later on. 1-800-636-8686. Other NFL news. Look who's coming home. He's already back. Let me be the first to welcome the Claymaker home. Clay Matthews coming to the LA Rams, and just as importantly, returning to the 818. 818 for life, baby. 818.
818 for life.
Hey, Clay, I'll see you at the Sagebrush Cantina or Wizens or the Canyon Club or Wood Ranch, wherever you want to hang out in the 818, bro. Welcome home, Clay.
818 for life.
Welcome home, brother. 818 for life. In addition to that, never too soon to start talking college football. Actually, it is too soon to start talking college football, or so I thought, until I saw a line in Vegas on the Michigan-Ohio State game. Maybe the worst line ever. That's coming up. It's a little bit old right now, but then again, this is one of those things that will hold forever. We finally have the backstory on the soup attack involving J.R. Smith. One of those urban legends, except that it really happened. But I thought that we would never find out exactly what went into that. Him lobbing a bowl of soup, a bowl of hot soup at an assistant coach. The one thing we all want to know about, well, now we do. The super is talking. That's coming up. Let's check out the tweets really quickly. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, because of your interview with Greg Horrenda, I watched my first ever playing game of the tourney last night, right? I said it when he came on. How can you listen to that guy and not watch that game? I'm willing to bet that a number of you heard the interview and not only watched that game, but got down. And if you got down, you got paid. Ed Wells in the 360 tweets, Jim, forget the first four. Forget the old pervert Kraft. Forget Hawks Marathon. It is officially baseball season. Show the M's some love, Vance Mack. War the Seattle Mariners, having the most wins in the MLB. Man, that's a whack take. Based on what? You mean right now? Can I tell you something? The Seattle Mariners will never be a topic on this show. Unless they do something incredibly bad or incredibly good. Other than that, we probably will never be talking about them. Hey, Rome, my favorite part of the NCAA tournament is the first round and learning about colleges I never heard of. And knowing that no matter what or how little that school is, Hawk still could not get into it. John in Huntington Beach. War teaching the bottom of my little league lineup to wear one for the team to be a better teammate. Since I'm still like in baseball mode, our 14-year-old son Logan is playing club ball. Jake played baseball until his senior year in high school, but we're still in that. That's one of my favorite things ever. When I sit in the stands, parents saying, hey, don't be afraid to wear one. Parents have an unbelievable threshold for kids' pain. Hey, man, don't be afraid to wear that. Did you see that tweet I had the other night about Logan? Where I said that Logan was at the dinner table and said at the dinner table, hey, dad, man, I can't wait to go ham in that game this weekend. I said, yo, son, do you even know what that means? Oh, yeah, I know. What? What does that mean? It means, I'm going to go hard. I'm like, no, that's not what that means. Hey, get your phone out. Go to the UD and look that up, son. Now tell me what that means. So that's why I tweeted that. My son was at the dinner table and said, I can't wait to go ham. Do you even know what that means, Logan? He does now. Rogan Loam. Don't be afraid to wear that, son. And not to go all regional on you, but I do have an appearance in San Diego County on Friday night that I want to tell you about. What did I tell you? Locked, loaded, 2 days worth of content for a single show. Let's get it. As my man Jocko likes to say, get some. You've got your phone number. When we come back, let me open it up to you. You call Hawk, you get through him, you get to me, you get on the air. Jeff Jones, Ron Hunter, Greg Herenda, Travis DeCuire, four NCAA coaches, all today on the program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Now, if I didn't go back to the interview that I had with Greg Herenda, watching that game last night when Fairleigh Dickinson fell behind by 13, I would have been concerned. And again, I don't root except when I think about the Jungle Karma and I think about that coach, I think about that program. I don't root, but if I did, I would have been concerned. But then I remembered the interview, and that game set up exactly the way that he said it would. So I was not sweating that, down 13. And then they went to work, and now they've got their win. I just kept going back to what he said on the show. We got to win a game, man. We got to win a game. Last time I came on the program, Rome, in 2016, was great, but we ran into a buzzsaw. But now we're back. We have to win a game, man. And I knew they would. Even down 13, I did not sweat that because the guy was just so emphatic. We have to win the game. Did you watch that game last night? What did you think watching it? Greg Herenda coming up in hour number three. My thoughts on Clay Matthews coming home in a moment. But first, let's get a phone call in here. We go to Maine. Nick in Maine. Good to have you, Nick. How are you?
Not bad, Jim. First of all, I want to say it's an honor and I love the show.
Thank you very much. Great to have you.
So yesterday, I drive for a living, and I'm listening to this interview with Greg Herenda that you had, and I am enthralled. I'm obsessed with this interview. It's one of the best interviews I've ever heard, and I've never heard of Fairleigh Dickinson. And I've got this brother who is college basketball guru. He is a tournament genius to me. And I get home yesterday from work, and I tell him, I listened to the best interview on the Rome Show today. I am going to tell you this Fairleigh Dickinson team as the best coach I've ever heard speak. We got to watch this game. He'd never heard of them. We watch the game. We see Jenkins. We see Edge. These guys are incredible. And the whole time I'm thinking, this interview that Ron did was amazing. And I just want to thank you for introducing me to that coach, to that team, because I am going to be rooting hard for them to pull off the upset against Gonzaga. So thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Hey, Nick, no, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. What a great call. That's what I was saying. When Greg Herenda got off the air, I ended the interview by saying, how do you not want to watch that guy's team? How do you not want to watch him? How do you not want to watch Jenkins and Edge and Holloway? How can you not be into that game after hearing that coach and knowing his story, knowing that he nearly died a year ago and hearing that guy's passion and that energy? Nick right there nailed it. That's what I was hoping your reaction was going to be. That you'd hear that interview with Greg Herenda and say, I've got to watch these guys. I've got to watch that game. And then he did. 1-800-636-8686. And he will be back in hour number three. And we'll talk about that win and look ahead to the next game. Let me talk NFL for a minute. Let me go back into the time machine and go back to the last NFL offseason. You'll recall the LA Rams were coming off a huge season. Remember, they went from 4-12 to 11-5, from perennial doormats to division champs. Most teams in that situation take a victory lap. They get fat. They get happy. Not the Rams. They didn't do that. Instead, they got aggressive. They leaned out. They got better. They went out. They added Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, Sam Shields, and Ndamukong Suh. Then what happens? They turn that into a Super Bowl run. Now they're coming off a Super Bowl. They're coming. They came this close to winning the whole thing. And yet again, they're not taking a victory lap. They're not patting themselves on the back. They're making moves. They already added Eric Weddle. They already re-signed Dante Fowler. And then this week, they took it to another level, starting with the signing of Blake Bortles. Listen, if you want to crack on Blake Bortles, you go right ahead. It's quick. It's easy. It's not that original. And let's face it, he's not the greatest starting quarterback ever. In fact, he really isn't even a starting quarterback. But Blake Bortles as a backup is fine. That works. Especially if he's Blake Bortles as a backup for $1 million a year. That also works. In fact, that works pretty well. Because you get a guy with experience in pressure situations who you only will need in case of emergency. And if you do have to break that glass in case of emergency, you're going to put him in an offense that has a ton of weapons. No, Blake Bortles is not the Teddy Bridgewater of backups. But aside from Teddy Bridgewater, who is? So the Rams had a nice offseason. And it got even better last night with the addition of one William Clay Matthews III, the pride of Agoura Hills, the pride of USC, and a monster of the 818, and he's coming home. And I couldn't love that any more than I do. 818 for freaking life.
818 for life.
I grew up in the 818. 818 for freaking life. I grew up in the 818. The Claymaker grew up in the 818. So that's the end of an era in Green Bay, but the start of one in Los Angeles. Matthews leaves Green Bay as a six-time Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl champ, the franchise leader in sacks. In other words, he leaves Green Bay as a Green Bay legend. And when you're a Green Bay legend, that's as elite as it gets. The only thing better than being a legend in Green Bay is being a legend in the 818, and that's what's next. You see, Clay reportedly had offers more money. Offers on the table for more money, but he turned them down because he wanted to come home. Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
Brother.
Clay Matthews returning to the Coliseum is a match made in heaven. The Rams need help at linebacker and an outside pass rush. Matthews, we know, can do both. More importantly, the 818 needs Clay Matthews. I'm not going to say that the Rams have just added the guy who was rolling to one Pro Bowl after another, ripping off double-digit sack seasons like it was nothing. But they don't need that guy. What they need is a guy who gives them options and who can get after the passer when they need him to do that. And Clay Matthews can do exactly that. You think Clay Matthews might like playing in a defense with Aaron Donald? I do. You think Clay Matthews might be a good fit in a Wade Phillips defense? I do. And if you're from the 818, the only thing better than winning a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers would be winning a Super Bowl with the LA Rams. How do you beat that? Get a chance to play close to home, compete for a ring, and go to the Sagebrush Cantina on the regular. Sagebrush Cantina, nachos, tortilla soup, the Sagebrush Sampler. The only thing missing from the Sagebrush Sampler is the Lombardi Trophy. Tijuana Egg Roll, Taquitos Dorados, Quesadilla, El Matador, and a Lombardi. There's your sampler. So Clay Matthews coming back to LA is awesome. The only thing better would be Clay Matthews coming home and bringing the Lombardi with him to the 818. For life.
818 for life.
Once again, full disclosure, Clay and I went to rival high schools, arch rivals, our main rivals. He went to Agoura High. I went to Calabasas High. Also, in full disclosure, we still own you, Clay. Calabasas always will. But you know that. It's fine. You're back home where you belong. 818 for life, baby. Can't wait to run into you, Clay. Let's see if we can get them to bring back the Renaissance Fair. That was an Agoura. That was awesome. If not, I'll see you at the Canyon Club or Wood Ranch or Wizens. Your call, big dog. Welcome home, Clay. Welcome home. They say you can never go home. Yes, you can. He is. He did. And if this guy could turn that in, cash that in for a ring, look the hell out. 818 for life, baby.
818
for life. Life. Life.
Take a short time out. I'm looking for some reaction to any and all of this. As I mentioned, I've got enough content for two shows, and I'm going to jam it into one. The interviews start next hour. You better pick up the phone. You better hit me up right now. 1-800-636-8686. Oh, look who's in. That gimmicky little bitch. Allegedly. My man Lef. Lef and Laguna on Twitter. 818 for life. 818 for life. Signed, Dom.
818 for life.
No. No, Lef. I said 818 for life. Jeffrey Dahmer tweets. Hey, Lef. Still too soon. You will always be too soon for a Dahmer tweet. Hey, Lef.
Hey, Lef.
There's nothing gimmicky about a Dahmer tweet.
You're a gimmicky little bitch.
It's rude, man. It's obnoxious. Don't do it, Lef. Here is your sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Wednesday and ATP Day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros and drop me a question there. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. You want to get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We're talking Old Dominion basketball, top of the hour. They're a great story. Jeff Jones is their head coach, and he has an amazing story, too. That's coming up top of the hour. Ron Hunter, Georgia State head basketball coach, also coming up in hour number two. And I want to talk about the Raiders for a minute. If you're on hold, stay there. The Oakland Raiders added Vontaze Burfict. Because, of course they did. Vontaze Burfict is a Raider. Because when you have a chance to add a player who has too many fines and suspensions to even count, you definitely jump on that, right? Immediately. And the only thing better than signing a player with Burfict's track record is signing a player with Burfict's track record and history with Antonio Brown. Now that's outstanding. I'm not going to say that signing Burfict is a bad look for the Raiders because of his history with Antonio Brown, because I'm sure they can patch it all up. As Burfict said, quote, "We're on the same team. It's one goal. It's all positive, man. He's a great player. I'm going to approach him just like I do all my other teammates. There's nothing negative here. We're on the same team. We're trying to win a championship here. Honestly, we might be the closest friends on the team. You know what I mean? So, just got to go along with it, and I can't wait to meet him." End quote. I mean, there's a hell of a lot to unpack in that quote. Such as the fact that I love a guy who ended Brown's 2015 postseason with a helmet-to-helmet hit saying, "It's all positive." I love that about as much as I love Burfict's claim that from back in the day, Brown, quote, faked a concussion on that play. Because that's something guys routinely do. They fake concussions after helmet-to-helmet hits. Or that he chased that last year with a shot that Brown called a, quote, nasty hit. And that was coupled with a hit on James Conner. It resulted in $112,000 in fines from the same game. Oh, and in that game, one play after Burfict hit Brown in the head, he reportedly turned to Juju Smith-Schuster and, according to Ben Roethlisberger, yelled, "You're next." Who? I mean, that's, I don't condone it, but that's incredible. "You're next." And I love that Burfict is the one saying that things are good between he and Antonio Brown. Yeah, because that's his call to make. Now, Antonio Brown did tweet, quote, "Just talked at King55Tez, black and silver, baby. Hashtag Raider Nation. Hashtag bully season." All right. All right, I guess. If it's good with Antonio Brown, I guess it's good with me. Knowing that, and knowing that people do change, I'm not going to say that it's weird that Burfict and Brown are teammates. Just like I'm not going to say it's weird that Raiders GM Mike Mayock referred to Burfict as, quote, non-draftable back in 2012. That's when he was working as a draft analyst. He said, quote, I watched three tapes and really didn't like him as a football player. I think he's a non-draftable kid, end quote. Right. And now he plays for Mayock. Nor am I going to say that it's strange that the Raiders just signed a guy who had 33 tackles in seven games last year. And who only played seven games last year because he missed the first four for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Now, I will say this. It is kind of weird that the team was falling all over itself to sign a guy who isn't just dirty. He's unreliable. Actually, check that. Very reliable. You can't count on him to be on the field, but you can count on him to get suspended or fined on a regular basis when he is on the field. You can set your watch to that. Vontaze Burfict getting fined and suspended is about as much of a guarantee as the sun rising and setting. When you sign a contract with Vontaze Burfict, do you also schedule looking at the schedule to see which games he's going to miss due to disciplinary action? Because you should. Availability is the best ability, and getting suspended for headhunting does not make you very available. Let me run down a quick list of names for you. Check this list of names. Antonio Brown, Martellus Bennett, Cam Newton, Greg Olsen, LeGarrette Blount, Roosevelt Nix, Max Williams, Anthony Sherman. No, that's not a football team's roster. That is the list of guys who Burfict has cheap-shotted. And it was compiled by my CBS colleague, Ryan Wilson. And that might be only a partial list. Because the list of guys that he has cheap-shotted is so long, a media outlet would practically have to dedicate one person just to cover all the dirty plays. It's amazing. You know the guy's got a track record, but then when you sit down and you actually compile it, there isn't enough time. There are helmet-to-helmet shots on defenseless receivers, kicks to the head, ankle twists after a tackle, dirty plays, and more. Listen, I've always been really careful to call a guy out for being dirty. It's a label that I would not throw around lightly, because once you ring that bell, you cannot unring that bell. But Vontaze Burfict is the epitome of a dirty player. Better yet, is there a dirtier player in the league? I mean, honestly, is there? Because if there is, he's not coming to mind. What this guy does is not old school, throwback, hard-nosed football. It's dirty. It's cheap. It's the kind of thing that I thought the league was trying to get rid of, not add more of. I mean, my man really can't help himself. He gets fined or suspended, then he comes back and he does it again. We've seen this over and over again. The guy's a threat to everybody on the football field, himself included. But that's not just me. That's not just me, some talking head. Take it from guys who play the game. Take it from Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas said last year that Burfict should have been suspended for that hit on Antonio Brown. Take it from Dante Stallworth. Stallworth tweeted last year, quote, I'm very reluctant to call a player dirty. IMO. For one to earn that label, it must be blatant that you are intentionally trying to injure other players with dirty play. With that said, Vontaze Burfict is a dirty player. End of tweet. So I guess I could even say, forget, why are you signing this guy? Why is he still allowed to play in the league? His highlights are essentially the video that the league sends to teams in the preseason about what is not allowed. I mean, if the goal is to make the league safer, is the league safer without this guy? His presence is terrible for player safety. If your goal is to make your team better, your team is probably better without him. He's not available. What this guy can do on the field is limited by the fact that he can't stay on the field. And it would seem that Burfict simply cannot help himself from playing dirty. No matter how much discipline this guy faces, he's right back to doing it again. He can't stop himself, and the Raiders could not stop themselves from signing him. So what's that say about them? And I'd love to see how these two guys are going to come together after what Burfict did to Antonio Brown back in 2016.
Roethlisberger waiting for the shotgun snap. He'll drop back. Pocket closes. His pass too high and incomplete for Heath Miller.
Vontaze!
There's a penalty flag.
Vontaze! They're calling Vontaze Burfict.
It was Antonio Brown, the intended receiver, and they're going to call unsportsmanlike conduct on the hit around the head at the 33-yard line. That is going to put the Steelers in field goal range.
Is that what they're calling trying to explode a guy's melon now? It was like a sledgehammer to a watermelon. Unsportsmanlike conduct, yeah. And then he accused him, after a nasty shot, of faking a concussion. Yeah, because Antonio Brown didn't want to play in the postseason, so he faked a concussion. But those two guys say it's all good. Hey, look, if it's all good with Antonio Brown, then fine. It'll be fine between the two of them. But this guy cannot stay on the field. Raider fan, the autumn wind is blowing. 1-800-636-8686. Another big storyline this week. Now we're at midweek. Adam Hawk is still planning on running the LA Marathon. Heads from Bacon tweets, Vontaze Burfict is still convinced that Joe Theismann faked a lower body injury. This email is directed at Rogan Loam. Don't go ham. I went ham and I died. Mama Cass.
Rogan Loam.
Hey, Rome. What's up with FDU? Triple dipping in the jungle caramel. Take it easy, Greg. Save some for the rest of us. Signed, Charlie in Lawrence.
Charlie in Lawrence, Kansas.
Hey, Jim. This is Charlie Weiss in Lawrence, Kansas. I was trying to get some of that jungle caramel you got. I'll take 2 buckets of it for lunch. Hey, Jim, I went to Jack in the Box this morning for breakfast. I went to the drive-thru and I said, I'll take it. We're drinking cake batter and maple syrup out of a glass. Rock me, I'm out.
That call.
No.
Now I know why the week of Super Bowl, the first guy that I ran into, or at least made eye contact with, was Charlie Weiss. And now I know why he looked at me the way he did. It's because of that idiot who made that call. I was going down the escalator. He was coming up the escalator. And he looked at me. He gave me that look. You know, you never forget a look like that. It's all because of that idiot who made that call. The jungle caramel call. He went through the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant and said, I'll take it.
For lunch.
Rome, will you be providing rides from your appearance in Escondido on Friday? I don't want to get stuck again. Overserved and knuckle smashingly yours, Fabian in LA. Mike Orr in Toronto. That's true. Last time I was in San Diego County, we saw Fabian. Fabian got cut off at noon and got stranded down there and couldn't get back to LA. I've got details on that appearance, which I'll have for you later on. At Total Big E tweets, we think AB and Vontaze will get along swimmingly. Yours, Latrell Sprewell and PJ Carlissimo. War Matt in LA being the play-in game of the smack-off. Those games yesterday are part of the tournament. They count. Matt will be in the tournament unless he somehow loses or I snatch that golden ticket back, but I don't think so. So when we return, we start the interview portion of the program. Good, good story coming up. We're talking Old Dominion basketball with their head coach, Jeff Jones. Ron Hunter, Georgia State head coach. Also in hour number 2. And I still have time to get your phone calls in. Fairleigh Dickinson head coach, Greg Herenda. If he was fired up before that win, you can imagine what he's going to be like today after that win. All of that still ahead. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Stay tuned.